Hello, my dears. Welcome back to another episode of Main Character Energy with Josephine Moon. We've got one more episode left after this, I believe, until we're in 2024, which, as I said in the last episode that I did, is hopefully going to be my year, the year of the comeback. So that's what I'm going to be branding that as, the year of the comeback, because, oh girl, this, as I said, this past year has been down and out, over oh babes in every aspect possible. But I'm very excited for 2024. Speaking of, even though it's like less than 2 weeks away, but before that we've got Christmas, and per usual, I have not got or bought any episodes. Oh my God. I haven't bought any presents yet. Of course I bought a few things for myself, but like, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but as you're getting older and like you're making your own money and just kind of like living your own life, does anyone else find it just very, very difficult to buy gifts now? Especially for my family. Like, my family is obviously just like me. If we want something, we just go out and buy it. Like, we're not waiting and being like, oh, we'll just save this, someone can buy this for me for Christmas in a few months. Like, some people are like that, and to each their own. But like, I'm too impatient. Like, if I want something, I need it now. So I just buy it. I remember I was dating someone a year ago, and I think we were just like watching a movie and drinking wine or something like that. And I was like, oh, I need a decanter. I just like out of nowhere, I was like, oh, I need a decanter. That would be really nice, since this wine is just like kind of sitting here in the bottle or whatever. A decanter would be really nice. So like 2 days later, I just ordered one, and he'd come over like another time afterwards. And I was like, oh, look, I got the decanter we were talking about. And I got one. He was like, are you kidding? Like, I just ordered one for you as a gift. I was like, sorry, like you gotta be quick. You gotta be much quicker than that. You know how I am. If I want something, I need it now. I need it to arrive within 48 business days. All that to say, that's how my family is. So like, trying to like go out and buy gifts without just like wasting money on things that are just going to like sit in the closet, because I feel like I have a lot of things that I've got that have been given to me over the years from like family and friends, where I'm just like, oh, this is sweet, but like, this is just gonna sit in the bag unopened for quite some time, because I don't need this, nor do I want it, but it's here. And so I'm finding it very frustrating to buy my family gifts. Like, my sister just moved into a new house. There's not much to buy her, because she will literally just buy it that moment she thinks that she needs something. I've been here for a month, and there's been like three packages every single day. Every single day. It's like, oh, maybe I should get this new dimmer here in 24 hours. Same with my parents. So like, I don't want to waste money on gifts that like I know they're not going to get or use. But you also can't leave the Christmas tree empty, you know? I don't know, you guys. I'm just finding it irritating, and I don't know what to do. I'm going to have to go to the store probably tomorrow before, you know, everything's going to be gone. Like, I always do this. I always do this, and I always irritate myself with this behavior. But that'll just add to the list of things that I need to work on for the new year. Like, my patience level with people. That recently has just been so short. And just like my fuse is, it's running. It's boiling. It's about to explode. And I'm really trying so hard not to go crazy. But the past few months, my fuse has been like this. Like, I was in the car with my mom the other day going somewhere, and she's like telling a story, and it was just taking her so long to finish one of her sentences. I was just like, like, I was just like, please get to the point. Like, you've been circling this one sentence forever. Please finish it. Like, my patience is just like so, I can't. I really need to work on it. It's gotten so much worse over the past few months of just, I can't deal with anything. So that's going to have to be top of my list next year to work on. Patience level. But thankfully Marina's used to it. Like, she knows. She knows the vibes. She created this monster, so she can't get mad when the monster explodes every now and then. It's just part of life. Speaking of things being part of life, something that I really need to discuss that, like, I know it's not going to be the nicest thing for me to say, but if you're listening to this podcast and you've listened to it before, You know, that's who I am. Also, one other thing that I need to talk about. Let me talk about this first really quickly, actually. I'm finding it very irritating when I have not just conversations, but just like when I meet people or I talk to people that like I've known for a very long time or like I'm really close friends with or a date or whatever in life. I just find it very irritating because I'm a mixture of like weird contradictions, like the things that I like and the things that I don't like and the things that I absolutely love and the things that I hate are all so conflicting all the time. And I'm a very guarded person, if you don't already know this. I'm a very guarded person, but I'm also very open at the same time. And it's a very strange concoction when I'm friends with people because like certain things I will literally never speak about. Well, not never, but it takes me a very long time to speak about with certain people. And then certain things that other people are like, oh, that's not something I want to talk about. It's like the first thing that comes out of my mouth when I talk to someone. Like it's a strange mixture in who I am as a person. But I always find it annoying when I'm like dating someone or I'm really close friends with someone or I've known them for years or like I'm starting to get to know them very well. And like their perception of me as someone who like hates everything and is like super cold. And did I already say doesn't care about everything? I can't remember, honestly. And I find it very annoying having to like explain this to people or... Yeah, I just find it very annoying having to explain it to people because, like, it's weird. I love a lot of things and I hate a lot of things. And I feel like the things that I hate, I'm just more, I don't want to say I'm more open about. We'll just go with open. I like can't think of a word today. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But I'm more open about. I feel like a lot of people that I know, the things that, like, they don't like or hate, they don't really speak about that much. So they're perceived as like, oh, they just like love everything. They love love. They love this. And they never really talk about things that like frustrate them or they don't like movies, TV shows, foods, whatever. And I'm just like, oh, nope, I don't like that. And this is the reason why I don't like it. I think it's whatever. And it paints a light that I hate everything. And it's one of my biggest pet peeves when people say that to me. Like, oh, well, you just hate everything. I really don't. Like, do you know me? I literally love everything, but I'm not going to love that stupid TV show that everyone seems to love. Like, it's not my thing. I'm sorry. And it's just my biggest pet peeve. Like, anytime someone says it to me, whether friend, dating, whatever, in my mind, it's like the biggest strike in my head. They'll say it and I'll just be like, okay, whatever. But in my mind, I'm like, oof, this person. Sorry. Like, you're on my list now. You've been placed on probation and you better hope you don't get another strike. Because in my mind, you're done for. Because I hate it. It's like, it triggers me to my core. Because I've always gotten this from people like, oh, you're so cold. You don't like anything. Like, okay. Should I love everything? Should I, like, please? It drives me insane. Okay, sorry. Because I could go on about this forever. But just don't say that to me. I hate that. Hate. Oh, my God. Hate. Speaking of hate, that's what I wanted to get to mostly. I have so many things that I want to talk about. But I need to get into this because I have a podcast to get to. I started this whole sentence out with, if you listen to this podcast, you know, like, I'm sorry, this is just who I am. But I find it very peculiar when really attractive people date really unattractive people. I don't mean just like, oh, like, he's cute. He's not, like, hot. He's cute. Like, you're not going to think twice about it, but it is what it is. I mean, like, really ugly people. Like, uggos. Bottom of the barrel. And... I just wish that if you are dating someone who is very unattractive and you're like, you're telling your friends, you're like, oh, we're dating, we're having such a great time. Like, I can't wait for you guys to meet him. And then obviously the next question that a friend would ask is, I want to see him. Like, let's see what he looks like. I want to get a feel for who he is. And if you show the picture and you just kind of stare at them and it's just silence, I feel like you have to, as that person dating an ugly person, you have to be like, yeah, they're really unattractive, or like, yeah, they're not the best looking, but then you follow up with why you like them. Because I just need it to be like the elephant in the room. You know what I mean? you just have to get it out the way. So then we all know, like, okay, you're not thinking that this person is like the hottest person on the planet, but you like this person anyways. Like, you, they're sweet, they're kind, they have all the attributes that you want in a partner. They're just not the most attractive person. And then we can like go on with the rest of our lives. But if we're not going to address that elephant, like, I can't. And Lord knows, I've dated some unattractive people in my life, please. And I've told them that I don't find them attractive, so that's fine. I don't think it's fine, but I don't care. But sometimes there are some uggos, but they're a good time. They're a good time. They make you food. They take you out. You have a good time. It is what it is. But like, you just have to address it and move on. You got to. I just can't. Okay. God, sometimes I say some things out loud and I'm like, girl, maybe you should keep that to yourself. But like, why? I keep a lot of things to myself. Okay, believe me, I do. So some things have got to be relinquished from me. You know, I can't hold on to everything. Good God, I can't. And one last thing before we actually get into the stories. I feel like people weren't actually listening to the podcast last week, or the last episode, sorry, because the amount of messages that I got from people like, you can't move to Dallas. You can't move to Dallas. Please, no, don't move to Dallas. I very clearly said that I'm just here until the end of the month. I'm coming back to New York in January, and then I'm going to be in New York for like a year, year and a half, 2 years tops. So everyone messaging me, please don't do it again. It was crazy. Like literally the two, three days after I posted the podcast, so many people were messaging me, you're moving to Texas? You're moving to Texas? I don't know. I have a feeling you're staying in Texas. Like, girl, I'm not staying in Texas. I've been here for a month. And it's been a nice reset, but I'm so incredibly bored, which was the point of me coming here. I just wanted to sit, not have to go make plans with people, and not have to be like, oh, I don't feel like going, and feeling bad for saying that I don't want to go to something. I just wanted to sit in silence. And I've kind of been doing that, but my mom and sister just want to like go out all the time. It's crazy. But yeah, I'm not moving to Texas. I will be back in New York sometime in January. Has not been decided yet. I feel like me not having a planned day to go back is why people think I'm not coming back, and my overall attitude towards New York these days. But I will come back. I have an apartment there with a lease until next November. If I wouldn't have re-signed this lease, it might have been a different story. But unfortunately, I have a lease in that godforsaken state. I'm God, like, honestly, the more I think about living in New York, like, the more depressed I become. Oh my God. What a turn of events. Jesus. Anywho, let's not go down that road because it's long and it's dark. Anywho, let's get into some stories. Our first story is very sad and very unfortunate, but Brooklyn Nine-Nine star Andre Braugher, I want to say is how you pronounce it, passed away of cancer at 61 last week, which is very tragic and very sad. I've never seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but I've seen him in a bunch of other movies and TV shows. Like, I know he was in City of Angels, Passengers, House, and a few other things, but I feel like this year for, just for everyone in general, but has just been a very tragic wave of like divorces, deaths, a bunch of things. And it's been such a rough year. But speaking of rough year, we got the autopsy back on Matthew Perry from Friends. And the report said that there were acute effects of ketamine in his system. Ketamine is often used for like anesthesia and like to treat depression. So it could have been that, it could have been something else. I don't think we can really determine what that is, but all that to say, it's still very sad. Was he like 50 years old, 54, I want to say? Just so incredibly sad and tragic. And people have been telling stories about him and his life, and oh God, it's just, It's too sad to fathom, honestly. So let's move on to our next story, which is slightly happier news. Demi Lovato is engaged. And, you know, I want to give out an award to Miss Demi Lovato because, she's an up-and-comer for this podcast because you guys know in recent episodes, like, my strong distaste for her. And I feel like she low-key listened to an episode, like a friend of a friend of a friend sent it to her, and she was like, you know what? She's right. I need to get my life together. And I feel like the past year, maybe year and a half, we haven't really heard that much from her. She's kind of been on her own, like writing new music, being quiet, not producing another documentary on her life, which contradicts everything she said in the past. Like, I must say this past year, I haven't heard a lot from her, which makes me love her. Love her, honestly. I was going to say even more because I didn't love her, but it makes me love her. So you know what? I'm happy for her. She's engaged to some guy. Wait, let me look up his name. Jordan Lutz, according to the internet. He is a songwriter and possibly producer. They wrote one of her songs together a few years ago. I don't know what else he does for his life, but he's cute. I feel like he's Demi Lovato cute, you know, like they match each other well. And I like a couple that matches each other well. It doesn't make me uncomfortable or make me think something suspicious is going on. But her wedding ring is very, very cute. It's a nice size, appropriate, not too crazy, but it makes a statement when it's seen. So, you know what? I'm happy for her and I'm proud of her for not being annoying. And I hope she continues this streak of not being annoying. I hope this wedding actually goes through, unlike her past engagement to that Max guy who is causing drama online because there's like fake posts of someone creating fake posts of him being like, she really loves me still. Hope you two can stay sober together. My wedding ring was bigger, like making fake posts such as that. But hopefully this works out for her. This is her little happy ending. And she stays sane. Honestly, I hope that for her. So let's move on to the next story because there's not much else to say about Miss Demetria Lovato. But unfortunately, or fortunate, depending on who you are and how you look at it, Bad Bunny and Miss Kendall Jenner have broken up. I think they've been dating or had been dating for like less than a year, I want to say, because they went to the Met Gala together. And I think they like started seeing each other like last, I'm going to say like February, but that's just a guess. That's just a guess, you guys. But they've broken up. Does anyone actually care? Did anyone actually think this was going to be a long-term relationship? No. But one thing I will say about Miss Kendall, middle name Jenner, she loves a relationship. Like, she loves to really, like, hoik down on a guy and just, ooh, that sounded so graphic, honestly. Hunker down with a guy, because I feel like, has she dated a woman openly? I don't think she has. Allegedly. I feel as though, where was it going with this whole story? Oh, yeah. She likes to hunker down with someone. She really is a relationship type of girl. I feel like she doesn't really do a lot of, like, flings that we know of. Like, when she starts dating someone, they're together for a good amount of time. So I will give her that, unlike some other people in her family. But, oh, I feel like I haven't spoken about the rest of the Kardashians in a while. Should I do a brief? Why not? Let's pop into it very quickly, I guess. Anywho, Kendall and Kendall and Bad Bunny broke up. Literally no one cares. Let's move on to the rest of the Kardashians. So a little Kardashian update. It's been a while. I can't remember the last time I spoke about them on the podcast, but I'm still in my like, they're still in their flop era. What has happened in their lives? I'm trying to think. Kylie is still dating Timothée Chalamet and she's gone to a few of the premieres for Wonka with him. Not with him, but like to some of the after parties. What other? There's Kim. Kim is still being Kim. Like, it's giving like low-key midlife crisis how kind of desperate she's being on social media. Because like I feel like the past like year, 2 years have not been great for the Kardashians, especially after the Balenciaga drama. Not this November, but the last November. I feel like since then and like maybe a month or two before that, it's just been like one thing after the other of them just like not standing on the right side of history. And they've continued to do that. And I feel like that's left a really exhausting bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. Like the people that like actually kind of really enjoyed them, not the people who already hated the Kardashians, because that's such a long list of people. But there is a good list of people, me being one of them before, who I like enjoy them. Like, it's trashy, it's dumb, they're morons, but at the same time, they've built billions of dollars of empires, of an empire. And that's very impressive. But it's just, it's a bit exhausting for them. Like, Courtney, she had her baby, okay. And the rest of them are just there. Like, nothing interesting is happening. Kanye is being Kanye. I just, like, kind of refuse to really talk about him because you guys know how I feel about it. I'm sorry. I just, like, I don't really feel like talking about anti-Semites. I'm sorry. I just won't do it. But that's the update on the Kardashians. Not much to say. Still in their flop era. When that changes, and I feel as though it has changed all the way, I will start speaking about them positively again. But until then, flop, flop, flop. The only one who's not a flop is Stormy. Stormy, baby. Love Stormy. The rest of the kids, flop. Okay, so let's move on to our next story, which is kind of sad. This kind of continues with flops, which I hope it's not true, but the way this past year has been looking for some of the men in the world, it probably is. Vin Diesel is being accused of sexual assault to someone from years ago, I'm assuming, because it was on one of the, well, you never know, because the Fast and Furious movies have been coming out like every other year for the past 20 years. So on one of the movies, it's come out that he allegedly sexually assaulted someone and like, tried to force himself on them. And unfortunately, I don't want to say I don't want to believe it because like, I don't know this man from Adam, and men can never be trusted, unfortunately. So I hope it's not true, but it probably is. And it's just very disappointing that yet another man can't keep his hands to himself and can't get a grip. Like, it's not even a quick rant, but like, I never really understand. I do, but I don't really understand why, especially like rich, quote unquote, powerful, famous men could literally have anyone. People are throwing themselves. Like, I'm sure if you went to his DMs, you'd find a lot of attractive women who want to be with him, who consent to being with him. But, like, they just always pick the wrong person to go after and cross the line. Like, I just don't understand that. That mindset, like, just doesn't compute for me. I really don't. Ugh, God, it's just sad. Hopefully there'll be more information on this. I don't know. It's just really not looking good. Speaking of not looking good, it's not really a story, but I just want to quickly talk about it. In January next month, a bunch of like legal documents regarding people that were associated with Jeffrey Epstein is going to be unsealed in January per federal judge orders. And the way I will be sat, I will actually have to open up my computer, like, get a pen and paper and start reading those documents. I'm sure all the work will already be done for me on the internet, but like, I cannot wait to see the names that come out. I know I'm going to be horrified and shocked by the names that come out, and some names I'm not going to be surprised about. Like, I'm, girl, I like cannot wait. Anywho, unfortunately, Celine Dion's sister claims that Celine has lost like full control of the muscles and her stiff person syndrome battle. And I don't know if that means like it's not looking good as in like life-wise, like long-term life-wise, or just for her to come back to her career singing-wise. I don't actually know what that means, but it obviously doesn't sound good. And I will not, again, don't know any of these people, but like there's just like certain celebrities or artists that like have just been imprinted in your mind and on your heart for so long. And I feel like Celine is just one of those people. Like, she just seems like such a loving, kind person. She's, her voice obviously is amazing. I saw her in concert in Vegas, like, oh God, not 10 years ago, but like a few years ago, not me sounding elderly, but like 5-6 years ago. And it was gorgeous. Like, she is just a performer, 10 out of 10. So I'm sure this is extremely hard for her and her family. I think how old are her twins? Oof, I want to say they're either teenagers or early 20s. I'm not sure. But this is just very, very sad because she's still a fairly young woman. I think she's like in her late 50s, early 60s. I could look this up, but I don't feel like it, so just go along with me. But my guess is late 50s, early 60s. Again, it's just really sad, and I hope she's able to recover, but I don't want to have to prepare for this, the sad news of having to talk about her no longer living. It's just going to be too much. It really is. But let's move on to our next story, which is actually too much. I told you guys in our last podcast how he's the love of my life, Robert Pattinson, of course. And obviously I knew this was probably going to be coming, but I just like wasn't expecting it so soon. And I was just kind of expecting him to like talk to me first because, you know, I have to sign papers for him to kind of continue on with this. But him and Suki are engaged. A moment of silence. Like, I'm not okay. He is the love of my life. Like, he always has been. And yes, delusional party of one. Like, okay, have a bottle of wine ready for me. I just am not okay with this. I do not wish them well. Not one ounce of me can even pretend to. Do I want him to be happy? Yes, but only with me. So I hope he's miserable with her. And that's all I have to say on the matter. Oh my God, I'm actually unwell. What time is it? Okay, yeah, that tracks. Okay, let's move on to the next story. I have literally nothing else to say about these two. Nothing. He's betrayed me. But I'll forgive him at one point in our lives. Anywho, next story is two people who are also delusional, one more so than the other. Allegedly, I don't know if this is really allegedly because like they were seen together and it wasn't like in a sexual manner, but the kids are saying that Drake and Camila Cabello are dating. And I'm quite certain that I've spoken on this podcast about where I feel Drake's leanings go towards. And Camila has dated also another person whose leanings, I believe, lean towards. So I was just like, girl, you don't want to be this person who's known for this. You know, I hope they're not dating. I hope they're like doing a collab of some sort. Because I just find this pairing strange. How old is Drake? Like, I feel like I should look these things up, but like, I don't really want to. Just come on this ride with me. I'm going to say Drake is, I'm going to look it up, but I want to guess first. I'm going to say Drake is like 37, and Camila is like 28 is my guess. But let's find out. Okay, I just looked it up. I was right on Drake. He is 37, so bing bong, hello. And Camila, I was close. She's 26, not 27, but she's about to be 27 in March, so I was kind of close. Anywho, I just find this pairing to be very strange. They were seen, I want to say in the Bahamas, something like that. Like, they were out on like this little boat with a bunch of people. It was nothing like flirty, but why are these two together? Like, they don't even run in the same circles. They're not the same vibe. What's going on? I just find it strange. But that is Drake's MO. He loves to do things that don't make sense. You know? Have we spoken? We have. We don't need to get into it again. My God, it's really giving deja vu. Maybe that'll be the name of this podcast today. Our next story is, it's very strange because I feel like there's been a lot of back and forth on if this person is guilty or not, but Jonathan Majors has been convicted. Is it convicted the right word? I don't think so. Found guilty of assault and harassment of his ex-girlfriend. I saw like some of the videos and the clips of him like screaming at her and like he did a push. I didn't see the rest of it because I saw what I needed to see. But he's been dropped from Marvel. He's like a Marvel character or something like that. But like Marvel just needs to be done. But he's been dropped from the rest of the Marvel movies. But what I find crazy about this is like this man went to Yale University. Yale University. Like, can you imagine being a graduate of Yale School of Drama? Yale! And you're finally like, he was just hitting a stride work-wise. Because he really hadn't really done much, to be very honest. And then he's in a few movies, a few TV shows, and he was just in his stride. And he went and found himself being a moron. And here we are. Jail. Jail. But what I do want to talk about is his relationship with Miss Megan Good, who always is finding herself on the wrong side of history. Like, she was dating this, like, man who was like a pastor, motivational speaker, an actor at some point. He was in like a few shows that I can't recall. But they got divorced, I think last year, and Megan Good started dating Jonathan Majors after all this drama came out about him being tried for assault. Why would that be the pony you want to hitch your ride to? Like, what? That's literally like Jeffrey Epstein, like, going to jail and be like, oh, you know what looks kind of good? Let me call him up. That's so insane to me. Like, so dumb. And she's standing by him. Like, she's in all the photos of him going into the courthouse, pretending to hold a Bible. Like, they are so dumb. And I'm embarrassed for her. I'm really embarrassed for her. Like, girl, you got to go to some therapy. Like, do some ayahuasca if you need to. Like, do a refresh, a reset of the mind. Because this ain't it, girl. This ain't it. Okay, it's going to lead me to my final stories because I've got things to do, honestly. I'm a busy girl. Our final story, I believe, is the movie May December. And I just want to very quickly talk about the movie, but I mostly just want to talk about tropes and movies in Hollywood that are coming out. But if you want to watch it, go watch it. I really don't care. There's this movie on Netflix called May December with Natalie Portman and these other two people whose names I cannot remember for the life of me. But the story is pretty much based on a story that came out of like this woman, this adult woman, who had a relationship with like a set. It wasn't a 7-year-old, was it? As either a 7-year-old or a 7th grader. One of the two, it's still effed. But the movie is based on that and based on... Ugh, it's like such a... What's the word I'm looking for? It's such an inception. The movie is based off a book and the whole movie is them writing a movie based off of the two people, the couple. And it's just so weird and fucked. It's so disgusting. And there's this, I don't remember what podcast I was listening to, but it was like a year ago, and maybe 2 years ago. And I feel like ever since they kind of brought it up, I've noticed it more and more in like movies and TV shows and Hollywood and just like how disgusting they are. But this trope of like older people dating really young people and Hollywood, like, not this movie in particular, because obviously they're not trying to normalize like this woman who's married and has kids dating and having a sexual relationship with like a 12-year-old, like a extreme minor, and grooming and whatever. That's not necessarily what I'm talking about. But this whole trope, sorry, this is like getting in a really dark way, but this whole way of Hollywood just like trying to low-key normalize it, not even low-key, like blatantly in our face normalize these very inappropriate relationships. Like, so many TV shows and so many movies, like I remember looking back and watching Pretty Little Liars. Like, it wasn't that much of an age gap, but like I remember being like 14 or 15 and watching the show and Arya dating her teacher who was like 24 25. I remember seeing that and being like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Like, who cares? Be in love. And then watching it as an adult, it's just like, what? What are we doing? Like, why is this something that you're putting in a child show, trying to normalize it, make these two people seem like they are meant to be together? It doesn't matter if there's an age difference. It doesn't matter if, like, he... And the way they always do it in movies, too, is, like, the person who is older will be like, oh, we shouldn't do this. It's not appropriate for me to be doing this with you, and trying to set a boundary. And then the younger person is like, but I love you and I know this is what I want. And so the older person's like, oh, well, if it's your choice, let's do it. Like, trying to make it seem like it's okay. Like, it's so incredibly inappropriate. And they're always doing this in movies and TV shows. And even like the relationships of celebrities that we love, like, the whole thing of like Leonardo DiCaprio only, well, that's not that much crazier, but like him only dating people 25 and younger, and him always being seen with like 19 and 20-year-old and 21-year-old models all the time. That's the only type of women he'll date. Like, same thing with Scott Disick, only dating girls who are like children. It's just so disgusting. And it's very strange that like it's not called out more. Like, it's not more normalized to be like, this is strange. Like, this is so inappropriate and weird. But all this to say, this movie is like so disgusting. And I get it's like kind of supposed to be a satire, but like, why are we making movies on such disgusting topics that that industry itself has normalized? I really don't get it. Like, there's another movie coming out with that girl from Wednesday. I can't remember her name. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up. Jenna Ortega. There we go. That's her name, Jenna Ortega. So there's a movie coming out with her and Martin Freeman, who, you know him if you saw him. I feel like that name doesn't really bring much, but it's the guy from The Hobbit. He's from Sherlock. He was also in Black Panther as well. He's been in a lot of things. But there's this new movie called Miller's Girl coming out where, like, he's a professor and Jenna is playing the student, and it's like a weird student teacher relationship, but not relationship, or something like that. And I'm like, why are we still continuing like this inappropriate relationship trope in movies and TV shows? Like, it's, and then we wonder, we have these people playing such strange characters where they have to get into this character's head, whether it's a real person or not. And then we get shocked when it comes out like they're having crazy affairs, or they're into child pornography, or they're doing this. And like, it's so strange to me, like, this whole industry. I mean, it's everywhere. Like, people just do and are crazy and wildly inappropriate. But I'm really not liking this, the way it's continually being normalized and making it just seem like it's okay. And I feel like the way our, oh my God, this is taking a really dark turn, so I apologize, but you're gonna listen. But I just find it really weird that, like, we're constantly being fed this and then wondering why there's so many younger people, but also just people in general, who have like such insane issues going on in their mind all the time because of what they're being fed all the time. And I just find it very saddening, honestly. It's just disgusting. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm getting, and I can't tell if it's just because it's, I feel like the past year, especially with the strike and just life, but like, I'm just getting really fed up with things that I used to love. I feel like I put a poll on the Instagram of like, do you find yourself finding, my God, do you find yourself caring less about like celebrities, movies, TV shows, like pop culture, than you did before or not? And it was kind of middle ground answers. Like, a lot of the people that said no didn't really care before, so their answers really don't matter, no offense. But people like me who really enjoy pop culture, like I love watching E! And Access Hollywood and watching reality shows and then watching the videos and interviews on YouTube and stuff like that. I always find that entertaining. But like, the more I've started to, not dive into it, but like, the more I've started to realize that, yes, like, it's always going to be very, I was going to say curated. It's all very curated. It's all very performative. Nothing is ever genuine with what you're seeing. You kind of knew that, but like, the older you get, the more you see how fake it is. And it just made me like really start to hate the whole industry. I'm becoming very bitter towards it, which kind of sucks. I've loved it for so long, and even though it's so frivolous, it's something that I just enjoy. It's not even a guilty pleasure. It's just a pleasure. But now I'm just becoming like, ugh, flop. I don't know. Maybe it's just like the way my mind has been the past year. It's been so shitty, but like, maybe next year it'll be better. I'll be less, less irritated and less, I don't know. Anywho, I've got to go, and I've actually enjoyed doing this episode with you. I've got one more. It's just going to be like fun, crazy things that have happened this year. And some recaps on some movies and some television shows that I haven't gotten to speak about in a while. I'm going to do my The Crown season series recap review. So if you haven't, I mean, it's history, so I can't really spoil it. But if you haven't watched it by then. What other shows? Just like things that I've been enjoying that I feel like other people, if you want to give it a watch, give it a watch. But yeah, I hope everyone has a happy Christmas if you celebrate. Happy holidays and a fabulous time with your loved ones. Next time I will be speaking to you guys, it'll be right before the new year or just right after the new year. So if not, happy new year, my loves, and goodbye, my dears.